Occasionally, we like to highlight work created by students here on The Green, whether it be high schoolers that are part of our Generation Voice Youth Media Project at WMPH and Mount Pleasant High School in the Brandywine School District, or WMHS and McCain High School in the Red Clay School District, or college students at the University of Delaware and Delaware State University. This week, we hear from students at UD telling stories about issues and topics they find interesting and important. These pieces were produced by UD Communication students for a class taught by Nancy Karabjanian, longtime First Aid journalist, director of UD's Center for Political Communication, and one of the founders of Delaware Public Media. And the three we're bringing you on The Green this week have a sports theme that runs through them. We start with Julia Mack. The junior communications major puts the spotlight on the University of Delaware women's synchronized skating team. You probably haven't heard of it, but the squad is a 19-time East Coast champion. And Mack found team members dedicate their time, money, and energy into a sport they love.
"20 pairs of skates gliding across the ice, perfectly timed to the music and all in unison. That's the art of synchronized skating. It may not be a popular sport or one that generates buzz, but for these women, it's everything. For some, like junior Melissa Mullen, it was a second chance to continue doing the sport she loved.
I skated on a highly competitive team for 9 years. I was part of Team USA. I competed internationally and nationally. And then at the end of my senior year, I was like done skating. On a whim, I came here to try out with a friend, and then I just decided that it would be right for me."
Synchronized skating has the elegance of freestyle, but the spirit of a team sport.
I like having teammates.
That's Evelyn Bedzik, a junior at UD.
"Freestyle skating is definitely lonely. You see the kids at the rink that compete freestyle, and they're like at each other's throats, like competing against each other, and like we have a team working towards the same goal."
For freshman Virginia Henderson, finding synchronized skating when she was younger gave her a newfound passion.
"All the different disciplines were all incorporated in the sport, and it were all my favorite parts about all of them. This is the first time like I was like I had the team aspect, and it was everything that I liked, and it made me basically fall in love with ice skating all over again."
It is an effort of love and dedication, especially since it's a club sport. Megan O'Donnell coaches the team with Wendy Deppy. Megan finds the women on the team inspiring.
"A lot of teams that we compete against, there's a few of them that are varsity. They give away scholarships. Many skaters graduate from high school, and they can go to these colleges and get a free ride, and they can get their skating paid for and everything. So that is an obstacle we face because we are a club sport, but we're competing in a varsity world."
The team has more than proven they can overcome these challenges. One of their highlights of last season was when they beat a varsity team at Easterns. It's a success that doesn't always come easy.
Core still, Virginia, right here. Your core still. Abby, you gotta stretch under. Melissa, push with your blade. Push, let's go.
Back at the dorm, they're just college students playing video games and trying to get their work done.
The reason why this team is so good is because Megan and Wendy, they're perfectionists. And they want to do everything they can to make sure when we go out there and we compete that we feel the most comfortable we could ever be. In practice, they know it's the time to make things perfect.
At the end of January, the team will be heading to Massachusetts to compete for their 20th win. Until then, they'll just have to keep practicing. I'm Julia Mack.
Thanks to UD junior Julia Mack. Next up is junior health sciences major Jake Savage, who also does Sunday newscasts for Delaware Public Media. He tells us the recent rise of video game tournaments with massive prize pools has led to a surge in popularity of esports among college students. Since the start of the decade, more and more colleges are implementing gaming programs to attract students. And Jake checked in with the Video Game Tournament Club at UD.
"Whoa, you can do that in a video game?"
That's Lucas Scott, vice president of the Video Game Tournament Club here at the University of Delaware. I was talking with him and their president, Vince Magubat, about the rise of esports on college campuses. Video games have seen commercial success since the NES gaming system and other early consoles. But some of these recent competitive video games don't even have teams. So I asked Lucas, what makes a video game competitive?
"A lot of the hallmarks of competitive games are like the ability to face down somebody else, the ability to kind of like test your might against somebody else in terms of like player skill versus player skill, like some way of just comparing your skill against somebody else's.
Both esports and actual sports require an extreme time investment and dedication to practice, and both take years to perfect. What are the notable differences, though, and why might someone prefer one over the other?
Yeah, and like in actual sport, there's going to be things like, you know, physical differences, stuff like that. In any video game, everything's programmed the same. You're going to be given about the same amount of resources as your opponent, depending on the game. And it's more about what you make out of the available resources instead of how you best maximize what you have.
Another appeal of video games is their versatility. A football player usually sticks with football for their entire career, but it's easy to switch between games that you like and practice different playstyles, since a lot of reflex and reaction skills translate to other games. The gaming industry is also rapidly changing and evolving. New games are released constantly. Vince Mangubat, club president, explains.
Yeah, I've changed over the years, because like, you know how you have like games that you play for like a good set amount and just move on from that. It's like I used to play shooters. I used to play Team Fortress 2 very casually, and then I switched to League of Legends and then Overwatch, and now I'm just a fighting game player.
Some colleges, like New York University, offer scholarships for esports, and some schools outfit their students with high-end gaming computers. The University of Delaware isn't on that list yet, but Lucas and Vince play on. I'm Jake Savage.
Thanks to junior health sciences major Jake Savage. And we wrap up with junior comm major Frankie Raffaelli, who notes that coming to college can be an intimidating change on its own. But what if you're a female attempting to join a men's sports team? Frankie introduces us to a pair of female athletes who decided to test their limits as freshmen and have loved it.
25, 3, 31, 4, 5, 35, you're on. What?
Meredith Ackerson stands just 5 feet 2 inches tall. She is small, blonde, and cheery. Seeing her in person, you'd never be able to guess that such a powerful voice comes from such a modest person.
10, that's it. Less than a minute left here, guys. Sit up.
Oh, and there's one more thing you wouldn't be able to guess. Her powerful voice is what's keeping a boat of 8 passionate male rowers afloat.
I had no idea what I was doing for, like, probably about the first month or so. There were a few incidents that I'm not too proud of.
Meredith is one of just 4 female coxswains that are a part of the University of Delaware's men's crew team. A former track athlete on an all-girls team, she had never even been on a boat, let alone steered one.
Starboard's top down, ports keep pulling in high. Drop, set.
But despite the intimidation factor, Meredith stuck with it for reasons beyond the thrill of the race.
It was the people that got me started, and it's definitely the people why I stay.
Jenica Stronis, another female coxswain, also attributes the unusual camaraderie she shares with her teammates as the main reason she didn't lose hope.
It was definitely an uncomfortable situation at first, especially just showing up with a whole bunch of, you know, guys and these, you know, unis, which are basically like underwear.
Despite what most may think, flirtation and chivalry stay far from the boats. It's a no-holds-barred relationship out on the water, and the boys see the girls as just another teammate and make sure to treat them as such.
Since they were so open with each other, they also were so open with me, telling me how my performances were. They would tell me, like, oh, you did this wrong, like, come after me with that kind of stuff.
And according to Abby Light, a 7th seat on the lightweight boat, this type of criticism can be attributed to the fact that gender isn't something the team thinks too much about.
I'd say we see the coxswains as just another guy on the team. We don't recruit women on purpose. It's just that like we recruit a coxswain based on like their abilities. So I think like if they're on the team, then they deserve to be on the team.
And perhaps it's the lack of coddling that helps shape these coxswains into the commanding women that sit at the front of the boat.
Guys.
It also has made me like more like verbal with people. Like, I don't know, I just kind of like say it how it is, because that's the way they kind of do it, and that's the way I've kind of conformed to as well.
One thing's for sure, gender discrimination has no place on the team. The coxswains are seen as nothing less than powerful women who keep these men afloat in more than just the literal sense.
I think if it was just a bunch of guys on the team, we'd probably like chew ourselves apart.
And these powerful women, well, they have found brothers in their teammates and a family on the water.
Ultimately, all of these guys have become the strongest family that I could have asked for in college.
I'm Frankie Raffaelli.
Thanks to junior Frankie Raffaelli, as well as Julia Mack and Jake Savage, for offering us a glimpse into student life at the University of Delaware.